What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
We just started the show. We were talking, and Easton goes, we were talking about people's voice. Like, sometimes people's voice, I'm just like, oh, no.
Oh, no. I don't like your voice.
It's hard.
Well, and that's like my biggest, I hate my voice.
I hate my voice, too.
So
that's
it's
the
like
thing.
How many people hate my voice?
Not many. At all.
But you know, I mean, there's got to be.
I mean, Easton says he hates his voice. I love your voice, Easton.
I don't
Easton.
Think anyone likes their voice.
Thank you, Jana. That's very kind of you. you know, when I first started in radio, I was doing talk radio. I got a lot of complaints about people that didn't like my voice because I was doing news and I didn't sound authoritative, they said.
Mm. Interesting.
And so, yeah. I've grown to ignore it, but yeah, I'm not a fan of my voice. But,
I don't think anyone actually likes their voice, but I think it's because it sounds different than what you hear.
Oh, for sure.
So I just think that, of course, they're not going to. I don't know.
Sometimes I cringe when I listen back to this podcast.
Oh, it's...
Because I'm like, Jana, you sounded so like...
the ultimate way to judge yourself is go back and listen to yourself on a podcast. I know, it's really hard for me to listen.
But I listen because I remember such a great guest. And then I'm like, why do I sound like that? Or like, why did I say it like that? Like, I'm like, ugh. And like, well, no wonder why people like rip me apart sometimes. I'm like, I sound... Just, and then I'm ripping myself apart. I'm like, I'm going to go on Reddit right now and rip myself apart too.
It's because we're literally just like having a conversation, not thinking. And like, I'm not going to judge you for being stupid or whatever you say. But then later it's like, oh man, we were just kind of talking. And now people are like, what are they talking about?
Yeah. That's interesting. You say that they didn't think you were authoritative. Like what I don't, okay. There was this one guy I went on a date with and he had a very... Well, broadcaster, speaking voice. And I was like, oh, no, this isn't going to work.
Like, it's too distracting.
I can't. Like, it's everything was, like, so theatrical. And and I'm like, what does that layer look like when that's gone? And there was, I never saw that layer. And I didn't even give it a second to see it because it was just too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
Whoa. I just
I'll
can't.
Be asking you who that was after this. I'm like, who was that one? I don't remember this one.
You know, that was a one and done. That's fine. But it's, yeah, no, it is very interesting. And I, again, the whole critical, just beating ourselves up. I went and had this, I actually want to get her on the show. I got hypnotized yesterday.
Have you ever done that before?
No.
Oh my gosh. How was that?
It was amazing. Like, it was,
it's like this deep, deep, deep meditative state. It's very, it's like, but like, I have never felt so, like I've meditated before, but this is like a whole different like layer of meditation.
I'm skeptical.
Well, obviously, so was I, because I was just like, honestly, I didn't want to do it, but then I felt bad because I'm like, well, it's like, I have no excuse. The kids are napping. We're doing quiet time. You know, I said yes. So let me just do it. And I'm so glad I did, because she's awesome. I'm actually going to, I texted Amy and Danielle, our producers, right after. I was like, we have to get her on. So we're going to get her on, and she's going to do like this group thing. Man. So you can be skeptical in that. But no, it's just because there's something about meditating, right?
Sure.
Where, I mean, do you meditate?
I try. No.
But like when you, and trust me, I get it. I've consistently been the worst meditator in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, oh, what am I doing today? Or what am
I don't know how you do.
Yeah. But there is these few like 3 minute, 6 minute things. Even that, what Amy does in the office. Does she ever do that with you?
I don't think we meditate in the office.
I'm going to have her have one, do one for you.
Oh, man.
It's great.
I think she knows me better than that.
She's like, you're not going to like
you're
this.
You're not the meditator.
But no, like once you really, and then you go to your happy place, like my calm, peaceful place that I've created in my mind. So whenever I get anxious, and this was a really good anxiety lesson for me. And when I was at OnSite, this is something that Jackie, my therapist, did with me. And she, it's just, I did it for what, 4 straight days. And it was so amazing how much, once I went through the even 3 minute was like the shortest one, 6 minutes was the other one, how I was just like, okay. Like I was like baseline, like I'm good. Like nothing really, I wasn't like all my like heightened anxiety or stress or this, it's just all just like.
Well, that's good.
But it's hard to do. Well, I get
like,
it.
How do you not think about anything? I don't see how that's possible.
Well, but you can. You invite it in.
Oh, okay.
And you say, not right now, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, immediately I get a thought and I'm I wasn't supposed to be thinking
about
anything.
Well, and that's the thing, same. I'm like, oh God, now I'm like, and then now I'm thinking. And then like Amy's like, I'm like, I don't remember that part, because I thought, she's like, okay, great. But you just, you keep just, you're training yourself to like go back to this balloon floating in the air.
Hmm. Okay.
Or whatever it might
be. Sure.
But it was great. But the hypnotizing piece, you go even like underneath that layer. So you're just like, I mean, I felt like I was like melted in my chair. It was wild, y'all. We're going to have her on.
That's crazy. And then you had to parent after that.
I was like, okay.
Okay, guess whatever.
Mom,
you want.
Sure.
All right, maybe I need to do this. Maybe I need to be hypnotized.
He didn't text me. Fine. I don't care.
Whatever.
I deserve better.
Was this yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. Now our text messages.
That was part of the. She like hypnotized me to not give a fuck.
I like it. Okay. How often can you, do you, should you?
Well, she'll tell it. You. She'll tell you all those things.
All right. Got
but
it.
Yeah, because we're definitely going to have her on. She's awesome.
That's amazing.
But it was just funny because it was more, and I'm going to get to the point.
Okay.
I kind of went off on, but the point was I have such, and you know this too, I've passed out from it in times. When I see a headline or I get hate or, I mean, my anxiety levels go so high that I'm trying to now stabilize that, mm-hmm. where I can look at it and go, it's not going to make me hyperventilate to pass out.
Sure.
So, or if I, you know, X, Y, or Z. So, if I don't know, read anything, it's kind of like, okay, that's cool. That sucks. They have that thought about me. But so it's about kind of going to that level and then just like, you know, mm-hmm. letting go of that energy.
I mean, I can say the difference between you even just years ago and now with like panic attacks and anxiety from the outside looking in is tremendously different. I mean, I was thinking the other day about not even the plane story, which is my best anxiety story, panic attack for you.
Turn this plane around.
But do you know what I remembered? I want to know if you remember this.
Oh, God, there's been so many.
Oh, my God. When I first started working with you, I will never forget. No. I was still at home.
Oh, the church.
Nope.
Oh, I called you at a church. Remember, I couldn't drive. I was having a panic attack, and I made you come pick me up at the church on Concord and whatever. Every time I pass that, I'm like, had an anxiety attack there.
No, I was...
had Kat come pick me up because me and Brantley got into a fight.
There's that one, too. I forgot about that. No, I had not gone back to work. Emmy was still.
Oh, my God.
Because we started working when Emmy was, like, 5 weeks old. Okay. I mean, I can picture myself in the bedroom dealing with this, with the baby.
You poor thing. I'm so sorry.
You were... to go from somewhere to like a radio show.
Oh no.
And you wouldn't go in the airport.
Oh, Atlanta.
Yes. I'm like, this is my first interaction with you, really. And I'm like, what in the hell am I supposed to do? I'll never forget it as long as I live. I was like, just walk in. Like, just walk. Just go.
She didn't understand. I was having such bad anxiety. I just visited Brantley, or we just started dating, and I was like, the Atlanta airport is very stressful.
Fair.
It is. I mean, it's so stressful. And I just, yeah, the whole like getting in that one tram thing, and then it's just so many people. And so I called her, and I could feel my like heart. I'm like, I'm going to pass out. And I was like, Catherine, I can't walk in the airport.
Mind you, not to laugh about it, I had truly not dealt with anxiety, really, like with someone before you. So I'm over here trying to be like, you know, we just started working together.
One
trying
foot
to do
in
my
front
best.
Of the other.
I know. I'm like, I'm calling everybody. I'm like, hey, like the radio rep. I'm like, she might not be walking. They're like, what do you mean? Just have her walk in the airport. I'm like, I mean, I'm not there. I can't force her. And the next thing I know, you're not going in the airport. You're driving back.
I couldn't do it. I physically couldn't do it. I remember, his brother had to drive me. And was I with the guitar player? Oh, I can't remember. I honestly
think you were meeting everyone there. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I had to drive because I didn't drive. I had someone drive me. But it was because I physically couldn't go in. But yeah, wow.
Wow. Yeah, I thought about
that. That was a blast.
Having said all that, you have come a long way.
I know. I wouldn't even travel alone.
No. Up until really.
Since my divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you would if you had to.
I would if I had to. But I mean, I remember I had a panic attack when I was, it was actually the show that Easton was at when he sang it, which we totally put back up on socials the other day. When Easton came on stage. But I had a panic attack with Mike leaving. And I was like, I can't, like, and I was even with my band guys, but I didn't even want to fly then without him. I mean, it was like, yeah. But if I had to, I wouldn't cancel a show. But I mean, there were times when I'm like, can I cancel the show? But I was telling this hypnosis lady that my anxiety truly went away after my divorce. Now, I still have bouts of it. I know how to handle it now. But I mean, the massive anxiety attacks, they have not.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I've had like moments of like anxiety, obviously, that you saw. And
yeah, but it's so different.
So different.
And that's me coming from a person that doesn't even truly understand the difference between anxiety, panic. I'm not trained on that. And it is, just from what I see, it's so different.
Yeah.
Good times. I love that you just brought up every story, though.
I was like, oh, that one. Nope. Yeah. No, that one. Nope.
Oh, the church. Nope.
Nope. Not that one either. Okay.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, God. That one was good, too.
Yeah. I took a.
Good times.
I unloaded a lot of trauma. I took a fucking chill pill.
Good. I'm glad.
And I've walked. And I'm writing about that, too, because I know a lot of people deal with anxiety and it's not fun. Sure. And maybe we can even talk to our amazing Dr. Christina about that. She's going to be coming on the show. She's a licensed clinical psychologist. So I'd love to just ask her kind of that, what she sees with people that leave certain situations. And then, because I think stress holds so much in your body when you're in, you know, I don't know, maybe that's just me, but because she deals with trauma, PTSD, substance abuse, and addiction. So we're going to get her on the show. But before we do, gosh, that was such a memory, down memory lane. I want to talk about Dime. They are a sponsor of this podcast. So I get, you know, we do products. I have different skincare regimens. But what regimens?
Regimens.
Regimens? Or is it?
No T.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Regimens. And it's great because Dime is by far the one that I've been most consistent with on a regular basis. I mix in other things, but Dime is awesome. I've gotten a lot of people on it. What I started with it was the hyaluronic acid serum. I am so obsessed with hyaluronic acid serum because it not only boosts, it hydrates, it locks in moisture. There's a lot of benefits. It's not just for dry skin, but it just gives you that extra kind of hydration and plumpness. So I love that. I also want to talk about their Wonderscreen SPF 30. I just have started wearing sunscreen. And so I've been testing a lot of them out and I love it. It's a clean mineral sunscreen. So it's, you can use it for every day, but it's SPF 30. It's super lightweight. It's non-greasy, non-drying. Like, I love all of that. And then the eyelash boost serum. So I have lashes on right now just because, you know, going in and out of working, it's just easier to have the lashes on. But I'll tell you what, the eyelash boost serum grew my lashes so long during COVID that I was just like, thank you. It's so good.
Because you didn't have them on for a while,
no,
right?
No, I didn't have them on for a long time. But they made them longer and thicker and fuller. And so my routine that I do with Dime is they have this cleansing foam. So I love the cleansing foam. And then I wash my, and then after I wash my face, I put on the hyaluronic acid serum. And then from there, whether it's the day or night, but there's the dewy day cream and then there's the nighttime restorative cream. So I put that on and they also have got a great under eye. But you know what's great too about Dime is they have, you always are like, what lipstick color?
Oh.
Like, I love Johnny.
I just bought a new one.
Noah, David are the coolest colors. Like, one's really, Johnny's really good for like spring, summer, uh-huh, fall. I mean, they're like so good. And then Noah is like, I wear that one pretty much throughout the entire year.
Yeah.
And they stay so good.
I just love Johnny. Yeah, I love them.
I love Johnny. It has like a tinge of like orange almost in it.
Yeah.
I like Johnny a lot.
Do you ever do the TBT serum?
The TBT serum. Well? Yeah.
It's so good. Can you do that in the hyaluronic acid?
Oh, yeah. Both? Oh, you just like layer it up, girlfriend.
Okay. I'm always wondering. Yeah. I'm like, I'm just doing this. Am I supposed to? Because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I just love all the serums.
No, the serums are great. The TBTs are good. They actually have really good fragrances too. I mean, all their products are really good. They're vegan. It's a female-owned company, so she's great. She's, you know, I'll support any working mom. Yeah, I mean, they're really good products. So I want to make sure you guys get a percentage off. So when you guys try these products out, make sure you use my code WINDOWN20. For 20% off your entire order. And remember, Dime also provides free shipping on orders over $49. If you haven't tried Dime Beauty yet, make sure you do.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you guys? Oh, good. If my phone doesn't pop in my backyard.
You're so good. Where are you located?
SF Bay Area, aka my backyard currently.
Did you say San Francisco?
Yeah.
I love San Fran.
That sounds so nice right now.
No, I love San Fran. I just was recently there visiting a friend, and I ran the pier, and it was just so
beautiful. Yeah.
Beautiful. And I was just like, oh man, I ran all the way down to the Bay Bridge, and then I ran to the Golden Gate Bridge. Like by the little
Look at you.
I mean, I was like, you know, I was very slow, but I did it. And it was so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an active city. It's really chill weather, which is nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, just for $2 million, you can have a shack. I mean, it's great.
For $2 million, so, yeah. This is what you can have.
So, yeah.
That's all you get.
Are you from the Bay Area? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm from the East Coast when I was younger, but I've been out here since I was like, you know, middle school and haven't left. So I like it. It's hard to leave.
Sure.
When, you know, the weather's nice all year round and people are nice, but it's kind of ridiculous in terms of how expensive it is.
That's, yeah. I mean, I lived out in LA, but now living here in Nashville.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't know how I could go. I know how I could, because there's so much to offer in California, and there's so much culture and things you can do. But it's the money piece that always stops me too, because I'm like, how can, like, you know, you can have this, but then you go there and you're gonna have to chop it into like quarters.
But Nashville is being the new California. I mean, we can all agree, right? Because we all come in there.
I know.
Bring it.
Y'all are moving here.
I know. Well, I have family. Okay, one more time, phone. Come on. I have family in Franklin, and I was looking at houses, and I was like, I mean, it's still better than California, but it's ridiculous. From when they moved there, they got like a mansion for like $300, and now it's like, you know, $1 million.
Yeah.
Good luck finding a $300,000 house anywhere near here.
I don't think it exists anymore. So I was like, all right, maybe not Franklin right now.
Well, we will welcome you with open arms. At church the other day, our pastor, we were talking about moving, and it's like, you know, how many people had, like, you know, have moved to Nashville in the last 5 years? And like everyone raises their hand. Gosh. And then they're like, how many of you are from California? And they like all like, they had their hands up. And I was just like, listen, I was here before y'all. Okay.
That's so, you have to say that. You have to say that.
I was before the movement.
The exodus.
So we were kind of having a conversation. I wanted to bring you in on it. So I was telling her that I had met with this one woman, and I was telling her how post-divorce, I noticed my anxiety pretty much. I mean, I still have moments of anxiety, but that it pretty much, the big, you know, panic attacks in the middle of the night, the waking up, the, you know, I'm even able to do certain things now, it isn't there at all anymore. I mean, again, there's pieces and moments, right?
Yeah.
But is there like a direct correlation with being in when you let go of something negative? Or, I mean, because I always thought anxiety was just tied to serotonin levels and with the chemicals in your brain and.
Yeah.
Help.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm hearing a few different things that play when I hear a specific shift around how our body and our mind is holding anxiety. So sometimes we can look back and we can see, you know, in hindsight, wow, it makes sense that my anxiety was heightened in this period of time. And so whatever that time is, whether it's, you know, through a relationship, through a transition, through a hardship, through a work, you know, experience, whatever that is, if we can look back and say, wow, my anxiety was really tied or, you know, intrinsically to that situation, then we can say, I wonder if there's a relationship with that person, place, or thing that elevated, that activated, that made my anxiety so much more palpable. The other part is what we know about anxiety now, and they just actually released a study, I don't know if any of you have seen it, around serotonin and dopamine and all the neurotransmitters in our brain might not be the full story that we thought it was with anxiety, depression, and this other mental. Really a nature versus nurture. Some of us, right, are just genetically more prone to certain mental health struggles, panic, anxiety, depression, addiction, all of that we know historically has a stronger tie. But the other part is there's always going to be an environmental part that can activate something that already lies within us. So when you're speaking about divorce, we can make sense when we can look back and say, wow, that relationship activated me, it triggered me, it really made me feel so many things. Now that there's distance from that, I'm noticing a change. And then the next part would be, how do I continue to nurture that change so that my anxiety levels can be at a much more manageable, right, space, so that life can be much more on your terms versus what I call anxiety's terms.
I mean, that only makes sense to me. I've always kind of, you know, that seems to be like the new stuff that's coming out, but I kind of always thought that that's how it worked, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. I think part of us wants to believe that our mental health struggles are fully outside of ourselves, right? Like we were born this way, you know, it's outside of our control. We didn't have a choice. And again, I see it much more as some of us are more genetically vulnerable to certain things. But the good news is that any mental health condition, such as anxiety, panic, depression, addiction, any of this, is not a life sentence. And I truly want to empower people, especially the people I work with, to understand that sometimes when you get this diagnosis, it can be relieving for some because there's a name, but it can be so overwhelming and scary to think, oh my gosh, am I going to have anxiety for the rest of my life? Is this what my whole life is going to look like? And I want people to also hear that, that isn't how anxiety works. There's never a time that you go back to feeling what you did that first panic attack, that first depressive episode. I always tell people that part is not where you go back to. It's about how do you have tools in your toolbox to continue to navigate something that is not just genetic based. How can you do your part in the healing journey so that none of this has to be a life sentence, but really a struggle, a transition where you find out new, different ways to navigate something that does and can become absent through time and treatment.
So anxiety is it right? Is about like unknown fear, right? Okay, so. Where my anxiety comes in is like, oh, I don't want to do this because I'm afraid I'm going to have a panic attack.
Yeah, that's that is panic attack 101.
Yeah. So that is why I don't do certain things because I'm like, I can't do that because what if I have an anxiety attack or what happens? Or, and so that's why it's frustrating. I would love to change that mindset to not say, oh, I'm not going to do this because I'm afraid I'm going to have a panic attack. Or, and I feel like I've let myself go in certain areas, but there are other things where I still feel like I hold myself back because I'm more afraid of like, well, what happens if I get a panic attack? Then what?
So as a panic attack, what do I want to call myself? Survivor, warrior? I don't know what term I use, but as someone who struggled with panic attacks all of my adolescence and young adult life, the one thing my therapist taught me was that panic attacks are fueled off of avoidance. So every time we avoid, we strengthen that fear around having a panic attack. So every time we don't make that phone call, we don't take that trip, we don't reach out to that person, we don't get on that flight, every time we avoid, we strengthen the circular impact of panic attacks. And so in our mind, temporary discomfort, okay, we avoid. But we're trading that in for long-term dysfunction. Because now our life becomes smaller and smaller and smaller. Because we tend to continue to avoid and avoid. Because we're just like, oh my gosh, good job. I kept myself safe. I didn't have a panic attack. That means I have to keep avoiding going on this bridge, getting on that highway, getting on, you know, that helicopter, whatever our panic attack trigger is, right? Whether it's emotional, whether it's physical, we tell ourselves, well, good job. I avoided it. I didn't have a panic attack. So I need to keep avoiding it. And then our world gets smaller and smaller and smaller. The true trick with panic attacks, and it has to be, you know, intervals and slow and steady, is that you have to find what we call in psychology, your window of tolerance, which is how much discomfort can I tolerate without getting flooded, without being overwhelmed, without having the panic attack, so that I can teach myself, I can train myself to know that I actually can do these really hard, scary, difficult things. And it's so much easier said than done, but you have to remind yourself that avoidance is absolutely the crux of panic attacks. And every time we choose not to avoid, we are slowly chipping away at that connection, that relationship we've given ourselves between the panic attack and the thing that we think will activate or trigger it.
It's interesting, and it makes total sense. And also a part of me is like, you know, I had a girlfriend do a road trip with her kids from Florida to Michigan, and on the way back, Michigan to Florida. And yesterday she stopped on her way back. And I'm just like, man, I could never do that.
Yes. Because what does your anxiety tell you?
I can barely drive on the expressway. I send my girlfriends like a, you know, a joke text message. I'm like, guys, look at him on the expressway. Like, because, you know, I go, I only go in my comfort bubble of where I drive on the expressway. Because if I get trapped on an expressway, I will pass out in my car. There is no, like, I will have a helicopter come airlift me out of my car. How bad being trapped is for me, is like PTSD trauma. So, like, I just avoid it at all costs. Now, when I know that there's not going to be traffic time, I'll hop on for like a few exits just to be like, I got this. Yeah, like I'm driving. Yeah. But then, you know, is that okay too, just to go, you know what? I'm just not one of those people that are going to be able to do a cross country trip. And I don't really have to prove anything to myself.
And I think all of us has to check in with what would be meaningful for you, right? Which is different than what's meaningful for me. So much of our anxiety, though, does attack things that matter to us, right? And so if for you, it matters to be able to, you know, get in the car with your kids and be like, we're going to Disney World, right? Like, if that matters to you, right, then I would say, huh, what do we want to do around that? How would we want to make small incremental shifts towards that goal? If for you, you're like, you know, I want to work on this, but I don't need to feel like I'm going to California and New York, right? Asking ourselves, when anxiety's in the picture, does this mean something to me? Does this matter to me? Because there's a difference between avoiding something because it's not important and avoiding something because it makes us so incredibly uncomfortable.
Is there anything that you avoid? I know you don't really suffer with anxiety.
But the thing is everything you are saying is applying to me, but not with anxiety and panic attacks, just with being vulnerable. Like that, literally everything she's saying, and I literally have dealt with the situation all week that is that. And it's like, I want to avoid. Yep. But then I tried to like address it head on. And then I just kind of, at least my emotions were all over the place. But I got to a point where I was like, I can't keep avoiding being vulnerable and talking about how I feel because I have to be able to move forward. But it's just interesting because it just applies the same, I feel like.
Right.
But no, mine's not really anxiety, but.
But avoidance in general keeps us, right? Like you said, I want to avoid because I don't want to tolerate this discomfort. But then you have to ask yourself, but what am I trading in that for?
Yeah.
And it's usually a longer term discomfort or dysfunction where we teach ourselves to be quiet. We teach ourselves not to speak our truth. We teach ourselves that, you know what, we'd rather just keep the peace.
1,000%.
Then we have to check in with ourselves and like, well, but our inner peace, when did that stop mattering?
Yeah.
Right. And it does. We are taught just societally that, you know, just be quiet, go with the flow. Don't say much. And I think that anybody who questions that is already a few steps ahead where you're like, this doesn't feel good not to speak on this or say something about this, but I know I'm not supposed to technically, or maybe I shouldn't. And still choosing to say something within your comfort level is important, is how we slowly, and again, all of this is about taking incremental steps towards, you know, getting outside of our comfort zone. And I actually dislike the saying, like, everything good is outside your comfort zone, because I think that actually everything good is when we stretch our comfort zone, right? We don't throw somebody in the deep end when they can't swim just because they're uncomfortable with it. No, we teach them how to get a little further and a little further and a little further until they feel comfortable enough to swim to the deep end. And that's how our comfort zones grow. Every time we choose to stretch it, we get stronger. We become more resilient. And so I think that, like you said, it applies to all things, not just our mental health struggles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, in a way, it's just it getting unstuck from, you know, uncomfortability or anxiety or depression, or just like you're keeping yourself ultimately stuck. So how do you unstick yourself from it?
Mm-hmm. And it does, it gets to be a dysfunction for sure. You know, you say that, it's like you look and it's like, man, I'm 38 years old and I've been doing this for how long? So like now I got to start over and figure out how to like do this differently because
I got to reparent this myself. Sucks. What?
Like, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, here we are.
How? Yes. Did you feel, though, being vulnerable?
Oh, God.
I mean, well, obviously, we're not going to talk about what the situation, but like,
fine. Yeah,
but like, I'm just curious because you do, you know, struggle with being vulnerable in that area. And so I'm just curious how
the interesting thing is like, I will go have a conversation. Like, I will come at you. Like, I'm an 8 and I'm going to like, let you know, but.
Is that vulnerable, though?
No. But the vulnerable, so it's like, so what I struggled with this certain situation is I wanted to be mad. I was hurt. I wanted to be mad and I wanted to attack. But then I had to kind of peel that back and sit down and have a conversation and like live in those emotions and apologize for it. But I mean, I have never felt that much growth ever in 38 years.
Look at you.
Ever.
Look at you go.
And how did that feel? Were you so proud of yourself?
The thing is I was an emotional roller coaster, though. I was like, I feel, not to say like nothing bad about bipolar, but I felt very bipolar. It was just like one minute I felt this and one minute I felt this. And I was just like, I've never dealt with these kinds of emotions. It was beyond crazy. I mean, I can feel it's still a training, though, you know, because I'll still find myself being like, oh, but that's still kind of okay. Bring it back. Like, well, how does this make, you know? Oh, that's a lot.
Yep.
I'm like, but like you're even showing emotion now, you know? And it's like, I mean,
not to give too much information and not to go onto my stuff, but like I just came out of a 15-year marriage. And part of this whole thing ended in the night of having a conversation with my ex-husband. Mm-hmm. And he literally looked at me and he was like, I have never seen this. You know, I mean, like he had just, and like, I think he needed it. You know, I think he needed to see it. I needed to feel it. I needed to see it. And it was just such a moment. I was like, nobody's seen this from me, you know, kind of crazy.
But I'm so proud of you because that's the growth that, you know, you talked about with, you know, our therapist, Amy, where it's like, this is the work to not repeat the patterns.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's weird because I was like, but how do I do this? Like, how do I change? And it's just kind of like,
it's happening.
The situation, I don't necessarily wish the situation would have happened, but now I'm seeing why it happened, you know? Yes.
And now you get to see how, like, it does happen with your growth and, like, how does it change? Well, you just have to sink into is it the uncomfortableness?
Yeah.
Is it?
The discomfort. Yeah. You have to stay in the stuck is what we say for a minute or two. Right. And really feel what is calling to be felt. And that's what I hear from your story is that you allowed yourself maybe to feel things that surprised you, that surprised an observer, you know, that had a front seat for, you know, 15 years. And whenever those opportunities for growth happen, they're not necessarily fun. They're not enjoyable. But you get to look back and you get to say like, huh, I wonder what I'm trying to tap into that was ready finally to be expressed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role,
turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
And I think too, like, you're wanting to do things differently. We don't know how, right? Certain times, right. But that was something that you get to go run into now and tell Amy, like, I did it. Gosh, like, I know. Isn't it so great to like Amy. Tell her, we have the same therapist to go back.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's so many moments I was dealing with something that I shared last week on the podcast, but I was like, okay. My friend's like, well, can you just kind of lie and say you don't want him to come over because you don't feel good? I'm like, no, I have to do this differently. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to speak my truth and like set up boundaries and like, and I want to go run to Amy and tell her I did it. Right.
Yeah. I want a gold star. I want a gold star for my therapist. We all do. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. I totally want a gold star.
Always. But I'm still her favorite.
Absolutely.
We also want to be everyone's favorite.
It's funny, whenever we do telehealth, I'll put on there, I'm like, your favorite client. Like, I don't even put my name, I just put your favorite client. She hates me.
No, she loves me.
No, she does. I'm curious too what you've seen. You know, we both have young kids, and do you have kids as well? What are your ages?
6, 2, and 9 months.
Oh my
God. So many. Why do you think I'm outside? Okay. They're loud.
Got it. Okay.
They're loud.
Well, so I've got a 6 and she's got 3 that are, I always get the
13,
ages.
10, 6.
Mine 13, 10, older. And 6. And then mine are 6 and 3. And, you know, what do you think is for their generation going to be the thing that we have to watch with them? Is it more depression? Is it more anxiety? Is it more, and like, what are the leading, is it social media? Is it like, what is it so that I can not, I don't want to put bubble wrap around them. Right. But I also want to be aware of things that like, that you might see that from people coming in or that you talk to that's like, this is, or, and, you know, as divorced single moms, like what's something that, you know, so I know there's like the million questions thrown at you, but just because I have made mistakes where I said something, oh my God, to my daughter the other day. And I had just had, I was at my wit's end, and I ended up, you know, going and apologizing to her, but she's just challenging me every freaking second. It's like, you know, this, she's like, why mommy? Or like just, or whining. And I'm like, Jolie, can you just say yes, mommy? Or just like, and I try a few times to just be, and then by the fourth time, she's like, well, I don't want to. And I'm like, I don't care, you know?
Yeah.
And I go, I don't fucking care. And Jace goes, I don't fucking care. And I was like, and I just started crying.
No, I immediately,
started like bawling. And I was just like, I am the worst mother. But like, he even goes, I'm like, now we're all yelling. And now my child.
Everyone's crying.
Everyone said the F word. Yeah.
Do not feel alone. We have all been in there. You're lying if you say haven't.
And I was like, and I've failed. So now I'm like, is she going to now be depressed because I'm just like screaming at her? Or I wasn't screaming, but I definitely was like yelling. Yeah. And I don't like to yell. I don't like to get to that place. It doesn't feel good. Yeah. I don't like when we're all yelling at each other. But anyways, there's a million questions. Answer whichever ones you want.
I'll start with the last one. Okay. It's all about the repair.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the repair. We are human, whether we mess up in our home, outside our home, on a public stage, in private, we are all human. And when we choose to repair, when we choose to humble ourselves and go to somebody and say, wow, I am so sorry. I was in the wrong. I messed up. We still live in a society that somehow thinks we shouldn't do that with children. And it bugs me because you absolutely should apologize.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I do it daily. Mm-hmm. So I might be on the other extreme, but we should absolutely apologize to our children because they are seeing that we can get in on our knees, look them in the eyes and say, you know what? Mommy messed up right now. I should not have yelled. It actually had nothing to do with you.
No, but it did though. What happens then when it actually does?
then you get to correct and say, you know what? Mommy lost her patience and that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, because that, even if it did have to do with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I.
Even if it did.
Yeah, I sat down with her and I laid with her in bed that night and I was like, baby girl, mommy's really sorry I yelled. It's just very frustrating when you don't listen. But I'm so sorry I yelled. And like, can we both try again tomorrow? Like, you listen and I'll be more patient. And
And then the repair is a commitment for us not to repeat. So there's a saying in psychology, we either repeat or we repair. And that really means, are we willing to look at something, right, and repair it? Or are we then not looking at it and please believe we will repeat it? So if we're looking at somebody and saying, hey, I'm really sorry. I was trying to speak to you. I really needed you to, you know, get the lunch. But it never is okay for me to yell. And that's something I need to work on. So today I'm going to take some time and I'm going to reflect on how I can work on my patience. And I would love it if you could join me, you know, if you see me getting frustrated, to also give me some grace because I'm learning too. And really allow people to know that we're going to stumble in this journey, but we do want to repair. We don't want to repeat. We don't want to keep saying the same sorry to our kid, to our spouse, to our friends, because they stop. Then it loses meaning, right?
Yeah.
You lie to your friend and then you're like, sorry, I lied again. Whoops, I'm working on it. Sorry, I lied again. Whoops, I'm working on it. Like, all right, she just likes to lie.
Yeah.
Okay. But if somebody like our child comes and they're like, wow, like my mom says she wants to work on our yelling, and then maybe not tomorrow, but you know, 6 months down the line, I don't notice yelling, right? That will impact them because they're going to see a changed behavior. They're going to see a repair. And that's a gift we get to give our children, that we're growing with them. And please believe our children will activate our own traumas. They activate all of our traumas. Nobody tells you that when you're glowing and you got your pregnant bump and you're like, I can't wait to be a mommy. No one's like, hey, guess what? All your traumas that you haven't seen yet, they're about to come to the surface in the next 10 years because they will activate our traumas, our own traumas from childhood, the way we were raised, the way we were spoken to, our relationship with our parents, our siblings. I mean, it comes full circle. So we have to be willing to apologize and we have to be willing to do our own work so that we don't repeat.
Yeah. At OnSite, that was the biggest thing. They were like, it's not about the rip, it's about the repair. And like, I always like loved that quote so much. But yeah, that makes, were you going to say something?
Well, I was literally just reading a book that was just talking about that, about how kids activate your, you know, your past. I'm just like, no kidding. Like that's what this is, you know?
I think it's that too. And also sometimes when I am in conflict with other people, I go, what is it about myself that I don't, what is, there's something in me that like is that's why I don't like that. Like, so my mom, when I get angry at her, it's because it's a piece of me of what I do that I don't like. So it's like, I almost see like the reflection. So that's something too.
That's also interesting.
Yep.
I'm like 38. Thanks, mom. Trying to figure all this stuff out for the first time. I'm like, oh gosh. Yeah, that's a lot.
All right. Now on to the other, the depression one.
Yeah. Yes. With our children and depression, anxiety, trauma, there's so many different lenses that we can choose to view this. And so I always want to kind of caveat that, because are there more rates of depression, anxiety now? Absolutely. It skyrockets. We're now seeing it everywhere with everyone. Did that always exist? Potentially, but we weren't talking about it. So we have to really think about it. Is it that these cases have increased, right? And to some degree, yes, COVID, pandemic, all that, absolutely. We can just clearly see the difference. But even before that, I asked myself, well, maybe this stuff was always there and we just weren't talking about it and it was underreported and it was normalized.
I mean, nobody knew what a narcissist was a year ago, so.
Right, but that's what I mean though. Yeah. It's like, I think these things have always existed. And we just told people to be quiet about it. And we shamed them if they spoke about it. Or, you know, back in the day, we sent people away to treatment or right? Like, I imagine these things have always existed. So sometimes as a parent, it can be scary because you're reading the data from the CDC and it's saying how many, you know, hundreds and thousands of kids have depression, anxiety, eating disorders, trauma. And yes, that exists. But I also want to say that I think it's always existed. We just didn't have the language, the words, or the opportunity to really speak to it. And I am thankful because at least now, present day, 2022, we at least know, hey, these are the signs of depression. Hey, these are the signs of anybody, hey, these are the signs of eating disorders. And we know that there's treatment out there that can support it versus people living their whole lives in silence, shame, or struggle, and nobody doing something about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
That definitely. I mean, it's just so much more normalized now. Mm-hmm. I mean, even just to go to a therapist, like I would not have grown up like asking to go to a therapist ever. It's just so much more normalized now.
I loved my counselor.
But would you have told people
at the time? No. Yeah, you're
right. Because people just didn't really do it as much and people didn't talk about it.
That's very true. Yeah, that's very
true. You were kind of just doing it in quiet.
Yeah.
And good for you for doing it. But I wouldn't have.
Right.
You know.
But that's what I mean. And now I have, you know, I work a lot with teens and young adults. They're coming in, they're texting their best friend, help, call you back at my therapist. Yep. Right. Like, you know, then calling them after, like, all right, so today we talked about this. And I'm like laughing because I'm like, wow, what a beautiful freedom to be able to just speak that to somebody when that wasn't gifted to, you know, you and me at that age. And it gives me hope. It gives me hope that we can continue to normalize therapy. We can continue to normalize and even prioritize our mental wellness, because at the end of the day, mental health is health. Mental health is physical health. There is nothing in our lives if we are not mentally well, and we still have a long way to go, but hey, we're starting somewhere.
I love it. Where can our listeners find you? Because you are awesome.
Well, thank you. I'm on Instagram at Dr. Christina underscore something. You know, I'm there. I'm on Instagram. And then I also have a mental health action campaign that's been out there for about 3 years called hashtag therapy is cool. Speaking of therapy. And it's awesome. It provides, you know, resources for people to get access to therapy. It's got shirts, it's got totes. And it's been really cool to just see people all over the world, you know, out in these, you know, monumental, you know, places with a word on them that lets people know it's okay to seek help. It's okay to support yourself. It's okay to reach out because none of us are in it alone.
Yeah. Amen to that. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
I might have to come see you out in San Fran.
Yeah.
I mean, please do.
If I ever make it back to San Fran, I'll let you know.
It is pretty.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for having me, you guys.
All right. Thanks, girl.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Who knows if I'll ever be back to San Fran, but if I do,
have a nice little session with
Dr. Christina. I will DM her and be like, hi. She's great.
I love her.
Love her energy, too.
Mm-hmm. And it's also just like, I don't know, it's all applicable. It's all good. Like, I love it. What are you thinking over there?
I'm still kind of on Atlanta, but still a little on my chest. I'm gonna have to go back to my hypnotism.
I have a question.
Answer.
So when she answered your question about the road trip part of it, is that something that's important to you that you would want to try and push, or is it not?
Good question. Thank you. So I thought about that. And I love road trips. I love road trips. And I actually like driving. I just don't like driving out of my comfort zone. Here's the answer. It's not that it's important to me. It's I don't like to have anything to hold me back.
Right.
That's what I don't like, is knowing that I have something that would hold me back from doing something at all in general.
Sure.
Like, I don't want to jump out of a plane because I'm scared that I'll have a panic attack. But it would, how cool would that be? I'm holding myself back from certain things that could be an experience.
But maybe that's you should start looking at it like, what is important to you that gives you anxiety that you could start pushing yourself? And then maybe that helps you push you out of your comfort zone kind of in general. I don't know, just a thought. No, I was just thinking when she asked that, I was like, that's a good question, you know? Because if it's not important to you, I can see where it's like, okay, like, maybe I'll try and work on it, but it's not worth, like, you know.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. And I'll have to, I think I have to write down a list of what is actually important that is, that I feel that's holding me back.
Well, like, probably travel before, right? By yourself?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And that was important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you pushed yourself out of that.
True.
You know, out of that comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Just interesting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Yeah. All right, guys, have a great one, and see you next week.
Bing, 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 bing.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.